Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 19, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. NiaOne and Kogo partner to expedite carbon footprint tracking tools for banks. UK-based digital sandbox provider NiaOne and carbon footprint management company Kogo have partnered to advance carbon footprint tracking tools for banks. Galileo Financial Technologies connects with AWS Marketplace. US-based Galileo Financial Technologies has announced that its solutions got listed on the AWS Marketplace. PayTabs, FlapCap further UAE e-commerce merchants growth. Payment solutions provider PayTabs has announced a partnership with revenue-based financing platform FlapCap to further the growth of UAE e-commerce merchants. Splitit, apps partner for ISO, ISV installment payments. US-based Splitit has partnered with payment solutions provider Atlantic Pacific Processing Systems, APPS, to provide an integrated card-based installment payment solution. Klarna enables installment payments for Airbnb's guests. Sweden-based BNPL provider Klarna has partnered with Airbnb to provide guests in the US and Canada with flexible payment options when booking their stay. Tilta launches greenfield lending solution on Mambu's platform. Germany-based fintech Tilta has gone live on Mambu with purchase finance infrastructure for B2B marketplaces. Klarna Research, AI, AR, VR to support future shopping. Global payments and shopping service Klarna has released data that reveals AI, AR, VR, and robots are likely to support and dominate the future shopping landscape. R1SE partners with Shufti Pro to safeguard gamers from threats. Dubai-based gaming platform R1SE has partnered identity verification solution provider Shufti Pro to deliver secure gaming services for its customers. Coinbase launches a zero-fee subscription service. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has launched a zero-fee subscription service named Coinbase One in the US, the UK, Ireland, and Germany. Pakistan announces a ban on cryptocurrencies. The government of Pakistan has announced that cryptocurrencies will never be legal in the country in a bid to prevent illegal digital currency transactions. Binance stops offering PayID deposits for Australian users. The Australian branch of cryptocurrency exchange Binance has suspended PayID deposits for Australian dollar account holders. EBA Day 2023. Contribute to the payments and transaction banking conversation. EBA Day, the annual event for payments and transaction banking executives, will return on the 20th-21st of June 2023 at IFEMA in Madrid, Spain. Revolut launches Oz Business Account, wants banking license. Fintech giant Revolut has launched multi-currency business accounts in Australia and signaled its intention to obtain a banking license in the country. Ripple rolls out CBDC platform. Fresh from its acquisition of crypto Cutaday provider Medico, Ripple is rolling out an end-to-end CBDC platform for central banks, governments, and financial institutions to issue their own digital currencies and stablecoins. Teradata and FICO partner for real-time payments fraud detection. Teradata, NYSE, TDC, and FICO, the analytics software provider, NYSE, FICO, today announced they plan to bring to market integrated advanced analytic solutions for real-time payments fraud, insurance claims, and supply chain optimization. Bringing data, analytics and insights together in one environment streamlines the development of solutions for use cases across industries, speeding time to delivery and making them available for joint customers sooner. The resulting solutions are part of a new global relationship between the two companies, and are expected to deliver reduced costs, improved profits, increased risk mitigation and greater customer satisfaction for Teradata, FICO customers. Westpac bans transfers to Binance. Westpac has banned customers from sending money to the Australian arm of Binance as part of a wider series of measures designed to tackle cryptocurrency-related scam losses. How retailers can enter the world of embedded finance confidently. The markers of the digital consumer revolution are evident. Shifting expectations for quick and convenient access to services, the rise of online shopping, and the need for experience-driven interactions, to name a few. Prism Data partners with Plaid. Prism Data has partnered with Plaid to make it easier for businesses to analyze and use consumer-permissioned open banking data to underwrite consumers. Stearns Bank and Sardines operating system augment fintech compliance. U.S.-based Stearns Bank has partnered with risk management solutions provider Sardine to augment the former's fintech program and address regulatory and compliance requirements. Identfi partners Drip Drops to simplify customer ID verification. RegTech Identfi has partnered with Drip Drops, a platform providing token dispensing services to the Cardano community, to simplify customer identity verification. Ripple improves the capabilities of its CBDC platform. US-based crypto solutions provider Ripple has enhanced its CBDC platform to meet the needs of central banks, governments, and financial institutions. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.